I'm Raj Taylor.
And I'm Michael Loudon.
And this portion of Lawrence and Taylor brought to you by Lake Michigan Credit Union. Best place for your money. Learn more at lmcu.org.
Now, because of the Tigers game, and they had quite a win today, we want to, of course, say our congratulations on basically a spring training romp, I suppose.
Yes.
But because they're doing that, that gives us roughly 23 minutes to pack in 2 hours worth of show.
So fasten your seatbelt.
Yeah, I mean, you know, just every single second is going to be jam-packed with great...
Well, jam-packed.
We're going to be coming at you at 90 miles an hour.
Yeah.
Well, some of us will. Squirrel.
Yeah. Sad but true.
Pretty much. So, I'll tell you what. Interesting weekend.
Daylight savings time. Uh-huh. I'm jet lagged.
I think just about everybody is.
Yep.
It seems like it. And I don't know for me. I mean, I think it years past, I always kind of felt like, oh, yeah, it's just an hour. No big deal. But now I'm getting to the point where, like, an hour, really? I have to give that up?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
There's
what,
an hour
kidding?
Of your life you won't get back till this fall. Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. And by then, you've already compensated for it.
And yeah. I was wandering around the house an hour after my normal bedtime last night.
So you're not only losing an hour, you're losing more than an hour
right.
over the course of time.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Right.
You know, it's interesting because at one point, daylight savings time, a lot of it... my understanding of the idea was, well, let's give farmers a little more time. Let's mm-hmm. do this and that. Okay, I understand that. But I never understood the switch back.
Yeah.
And I guess that was the thing that always bothered me about it. It was like, okay, we switch, but why switch back? Why not just stay there?
Mm-hmm.
You know, because you think about wintertime, you know, the sun's always going at 5 o'clock. The sun's mm-hmm. pretty well down.
Right.
And you're leaving work going...
this
was
is dreadful.
Twilight when I came in and dark when I go home.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you know, so I'm thinking, well, at the very least, in the wintertime, that would give you until 6 o'clock to have the sun finally go down on you.
Mm-hmm.
You know what the Indians said about daylight savings? That only the white man would think you could cut a foot off a blanket and sew it on the other end of the blanket and get a longer blanket.
You know, this is one of those, and it was an idea that Benjamin Franklin came up with, and let's just say not all of his ideas were great ones.
Mm-hmm.
This is the man that wrote the book Fart Proudly.
Yes.
Yes.
I've not read it, but, you know, I have... No idea what was in it. Sounds interesting. But, he came up with this idea. I think, you know, he was right about, okay, let's switch ahead and give a little more time. But, you know, let's stay there.
Yeah.
Might as well just plant ourselves there. Now, maybe you see a different benefit to it. Maybe you're going, no, I like the time change. We'd love to hear from you.
Golfers, I think, do.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because especially here where we get double daylight savings,
mm-hmm.
we're as far west in the eastern time zone as you can go,
mm-hmm.
almost.
Almost.
Mm-hmm. And we get double daylight savings. Well, that means you can play 18 holes after you get off work.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm thinking golfers like it. But I just read that the Karolinska Institute in Sweden has confirmed that there is about a 5% increase in heart attacks in the 7 days that follow the spring leaping ahead. The fall behind doesn't seem to cause heart attacks.
Yeah, because we all get that extra hour of
but
restful sleep.
The spring ahead
mm-hmm.
causes a 5% increase in heart attacks.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And I'm in my heart attack years, so I don't...
you don't want to do that.
No,
don't be the 5%.
Yeah, I don't want to tempt fate here.
You know what we could do for you, Roger? We could just say, well, you know what? during the spring, the show will get underway at 4 o'clock and
right.
end at 6. Or,
yeah,
you know.
Yeah, it's a 4 to 6 show for Roger. And we'll start giving the time just like they do on the national TV shows.
Go.
Just in minutes. We won't say what hour it is.
Yes, it's 42 after the hour
yes.
for those of us who don't change clocks.
Yeah.
But no, if you feel like, you know what, I think this changing the clock thing is a good idea, tell us why. We'd love to hear from you. 382-4280 or 877-382-4280. You can also text us if you think you can condense your thoughts into a text. We'd be more than happy to have you do that. 80373 will get you through to us so that we can discuss this whole daylight saving standard whatever time thing that we're talking about.
Have you had an auto crash in the week that follows the springing ahead?
Yeah, because that's another part of it, too.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, there's more auto accidents. Did you have a heart attack? Were you in the 5%?
Are you in the emergency room right
yes,
now?
Yes, are you
after
calling
a heart attack?
From the hospital? And or are you in the ambulance as we speak? Can we hear the siren wailing?
As they battle for their life.
Right.
So, yeah, it's one of those things you always scratch your head about because you think, okay, I understand the initial benefit. But I was always kind of like, you know, I like summer. I like sort of the lateness of things. And, mm-hmm. you know, we'll go home and the sun will be up a little bit longer. And as temperatures get a little bit warmer, I might be able to go out and go for a run after work, which would be nice, you know.
You could grill.
You could.
Out on the patio.
Mm-hmm.
There's things you can do.
Yeah. So I'm all for that, but I think, why not keep that? As much as we can, anyway.
Yeah. Are you a golfer? Am I right in thinking that all golfers love the switch to daylight savings?
Well, I would tell you this, because I'm a frustrated golfer.
Uh-huh.
I don't care one way or another, because in the time that it takes a regular golfer to play 18... I'm just wrapping up 9.
Okay.
You know, to me, it doesn't matter. I can fit in only 9.
But if you calculate your cost per stroke, look at the bargain you're getting.
Not a great score.
You get a whole bunch more physical activity than others do.
There you go. And I get more of an appreciation for what Mark Twain said about golf. It's a good walk spoiled.
Hit my shot, walk 20 feet to my next shot. No, I'm not talking about me. I'm just saying.
I thought you were going into your golf play-by-play. You
know? No. My golf play-by-play would be like, oh, and he sliced it.
When I had my store, I used to stop behind Harding's right along the golf course, the Elks, the old Elks course. And it was a beautiful day. The birds were singing. I'm letting my dog run around and on this side of the fence, not on the golf course.
Certainly, and thank you for that.
Take care of her business. And I'm thinking, you know, I guess I can see why golfing is fun. And then I heard more expletives shouted than it made me blush. And I saw a club going through the air, and I'm thinking, nah, I can be frustrated watching the evening news. Mm-hmm. I don't need to rent a cart and go out on a golf course to get that mad.
Well, you know why it's called golf, right?
No.
It's because all the other four-letter words had been taken.
And used by golfers.
Yes.
Pretty much.
Yeah, I've thrown my clubs before. I've even broken a club.
Really?
Yes, mm-hmm. I was trying to hit a ball right near a tree root, and I topped it, and it went about 10 feet in front of me, so I took my club and threw it against the tree, and then it split in half, and I threw it in the swamp that was near me.
Hopefully that wasn't your driver or anything.
No,
you know,
pitching wedge. But
there you go.
With my driver, I've had the club head come flying off as soon as I hit the ball.
Really? Hmm.
Yes, and it's because I'd hit it near the hosel, which is like right where the shaft is located. So I wasn't hitting it directly in the center where I should have.
And what's that location on a club called? The hosel?
The hosel, yes.
I call it the thin end. Just before that curvy thing.
It still went straight down the fairway, even though I would do that.
Were these Walmart clubs you were playing with, or
no,
were these good clubs?
No, I purchased these clubs at Dunham Sports. I typically don't buy a complete set. I mean, I've got a complete set of irons, but otherwise it costs like $500 to buy a set. So this was like, the irons were like $200 and the driver was like $50. So that might explain it.
Is that a cheap?
$50 is a pretty cheap driver. I mean, there's drivers ranging about $300.
Oh, really?
Out there. See, yes.
There's somebody that spends way more money than I would.
Uh-huh.
See, the set of clubs I bought 20 years ago for $90. And it had everything in it. So.
See, yeah. when I golf, I just use the clubs that Putt-Putt has available. I don't even bring my own clubs.
I've thought about doing that, bringing my own putter to a Putt-Putt place before.
Now that's devotion
yes,
right there.
Yeah. That would be.
Nope, brought my own.
Yeah, I don't need one. I got my own. They'd look at me and be like, okay.
All right, you took a wrong turn. The real course is that way. Yeah. So, anyway, daylight savings. Apparently golfers like it.
Yeah.
That's about it, really.
Well, because you can play 18 after work.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you can go to about 9:30 at night.
Yeah.
There you go. The only place it's better for golfers, Alaska in the summertime.
Oh, because you can play 24/7.
Yes. You can play it overnight.
Yeah.
You know? We're going to continue ahead. Lawrence and Taylor here on 590 WKZO. Lawrence and Taylor, 590 WKZO. Jeremy Lawrence here with you.
Raj Taylor as well. And Michael, the Wonder Producer. I got it in, Michael.
Thank you.
There you go. See, I guess he didn't annoy you today.
Yes.
So,
he's been right on the ball.
There you go. But, you know, the show's only been just that long. So,
yeah.
You know. But one thing we didn't mention earlier that I want to mention, and we didn't get a chance to mention on Friday either, the video of the day. So we got kind of a twofer that we'll mention today, both of them having to do with bacon.
Yes, and you're telling me this wasn't a well-thought-out plan, it's just coincidence?
Total coincidence.
Uh-huh.
The Friday video of the day had to do with a bacon alarm clock. And the best way to describe it is they took the video and kind of turned it into a, you know, like one of these perfume ads for bacon. I mean, that's the best way to describe it, so... Worth seeing. You definitely need to see this. Today's video about Kevin Bacon. Specifically for those of us who were born either in the mid-1980s or later, which is not me. I was born far earlier than that. You probably are not aware of the 80s. So Kevin Bacon is going to make you aware of the 80s.
Yes. Everything you need to know about the 80s.
Yeah, so I'm not mentioning anybody in particular, Michael, but no, I won't even ask when you were born, so I'm sure you're probably not terribly aware of the 80s, though.
88 was when I was born.
There you go. See, so that you fit right into that.
Yes.
Yeah, yeah. You missed most of the 80s.
Yeah, I did.
Yeah.
This is a video that Kevin Bacon has made, and he actually aims it right at millennials, so I suppose that's in your, I don't know, I'm not big on labels, but I suppose that kind of right into your wheelhouse there a little bit.
He did mention cassette tapes in there, and I did deal with those and VHSs for a while.
Really?
No. Yes.
No, you remember watching the VeggieTales, do you? Or the...
No, you know what? I didn't grow up on the VeggieTales.
You didn't grow up on the VeggieTales?
No.
Okay. All right. So anyway, whatever it is that Michael grew up on, it wasn't the 80s.
Yes.
That's all we can say. So you're going to be watching alongside him to find out just about 80s awareness and how important it is.
Just go to WKZO.com, follow the link, and you too can be watching the videos. Mm-hmm. And today, it's a one-time-only special. We have a theme, a bacon theme.
There you go. It's like the 6 degrees of separation from Kevin Bacon.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
So we just, we'd never worked in bacon before that. So I guess it's the 2 degrees of separation.
Speaking of feeling separated.
Yes.
I have been separated from Oberon for quite some time.
Now, did you run out?
No.
Your stash?
I still have two left.
Uh-huh.
I did share one with you.
Yes, you did.
That shows you my giving heart. Give, give, give. And but I have saved two, and I will consume them before March 24th.
See, I was going to say, are you, if you're a giving guy, can I have another one?
Nope.
See, there you go. It ends right there.
You, you got to the end of my largesse. And,
oh, gosh.
Nope, I'm not giving away any more Oberon. I only have two left, and I've got to wait till March 24th to replenish my stock.
That is Oberon Day, from what I understand.
And there is a myth about Oberon, and we had Larry Bell join us one day, and I asked him specifically, there is a myth slash rumor that Oberon, the recipe changes every year ever so slightly, making it not quite what it was the year before, just a little
just
different.
Yeah.
And Larry Bell assured me that that's not true, that the exact same recipe is followed, and they aim for consistency. And I will save one of mine to taste test in comparison to the new. But it's an unpasteurized beer, and although I've kept it refrigerated, the aging may impact taste. But I'll do a comparison and determine.
There you go.
And will you give us a review right here?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely.
Yeah, well, you know, the Oberon 2013 was not quite as good as 2014, and here's why.
Yes.
You know, you can just picture it. But, no, actually, that Oberon you gave me, it took me a while to get to it.
Well, you finally just did this weekend.
I just did this weekend, actually. And it pairs quite well with stir fry, I have to say.
Oh, yeah. Flavorful.
Yes, yes, very good. And, you know, you got the salty of soy sauce, and you have just that touch of sweetness with that. Balances out very nicely. So, yeah, it was enjoyable.
You didn't put fruit in it, did
you?
Okay,
no, good. No, there's there are a few times that I will do that, but not with that kind of thing.
Fruit is meant to cover up bad beer. If you have good beer. That's like steak sauce. You don't use steak sauce unless you've got meat that's junk.
Unless you've managed to ruin the steak.
Yeah, then you put your A1 on it to cover up the taste. But if you've got a good steak, the last thing you do is slather junk on it.
I'll put it on a burger or something like that, A1.
You know,
That's okay. I can handle that.
Yeah.
Well, burgers are meant to have condiments.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
But a steak? No.
No.
You're absolutely right.
No.
So, yeah. So it'll be interesting to see just how I, because I'm noticing that there's also, like, you know, pre-parties and things like that. You know, they always have these things for around movie releases. Well, at midnight, we're going to start showing it. Well, in this case, well, at midnight, we're going to start tapping it.
Yeah.
You know?
Well, and this year, for the first time, it's going to be available in, and I shudder to even say this.
I know.
Cans.
Oh, man.
Now, these are the new high-tech cans that aren't supposed to make everything taste like aluminum. I'm telling you, it'll be a cold day in the warm place when I drink when I drink Oberon out of a can. I prefer to pour my Oberon into a glass and throw away the bottom half inch because there's some settling that takes place.
All right.
And how are you going to do that in a can?
At the very least, if you keep it in the bottle, that's like having it in the glass.
Yes,
you know,
yes. Well, it is in glass.
Now, the only time I really found that you have to serve it up in a glass, any beer, was Guinness.
Ah.
You try and drink that out of the bottle, it's just not the same.
Yeah.
You got to pour it in a glass.
Yeah.
So other than that, though, I mean, I'm in bottles. You got to do that. Cans, okay. We'll see. We'll see.
But, yep, Oberon Day is March 24th, when this year's proof that God loves us is available on the market.
You know, it's funny, when I cracked that one open, I said, you know, Roger told me this is proof that God loves us, so this stuff better be great. That's
And did I mislead?
It was good. It was very good. I enjoyed it, yes. So, you know, would I go to the level of saying it's proof that God loves us? I don't know. But at least it's not the other direction of where it was brewed in God's country when God wasn't looking.
Yes. when God was mad one day.
Yeah.
Smite you, humans. Here's bad beer.
So that's coming up, March 24th. And, of course, over the weekend, just a brief acknowledgement, William Clay Ford passed away. And we wanted to just at least pay our respects.
He owns the Lions, correct?
Mm-hmm. Yes. Owner of the Lions and last surviving grandson of Henry Ford.
Ah.
So, little salutes.
Yes.
With that'll do it for the show today. We're going to have another abbreviated one tomorrow. Tigers play Toronto starting at 1 o'clock. We'll see you tomorrow.
Have a good one.
This is Kalamazoo's news station and Kalamazoo's home for Detroit Tiger baseball. 590 WKZO Kalamazoo.